Think of how many words have been added to the English language by brand names, like aspirin, cellophane, escalator, yo-yo, trampoline. Even heroin originally was the name of a brand of morphine. In each case, these words and hundreds more were created by companies to identify a product, and many were lost to what lawyers call genericide. That's what happens when an originator loses trademark rights for a name. It's most likely to happen when a company introduces something that is totally new, something for which no word already exists. Xerox, for instance. Genericide used to be quite common, but company lawyers have gotten a lot smarter. They protect the registered name by providing a second generic identification, such as Xerox did with the word photocopy. As long as there was another identification for Xerox copies, such as photocopies, Xerox was able to avoid genericide. When Viagra loses its trademark, a lot of outfits will jump to sell generic Viagra. They won't be able to because Viagra also provided the generic identity sildenafil citrate, and it's clearly identifiable on every Viagra logo. Some suggest that sildenafil citrate may not be a catchy identity for knockoffs. I suspect they're right.
John Malmo is a Memphis marketing consultant who advises companies on their advertising and marketing. To ask Mr. Malmo your own question, visit askmalmo.com.